Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of people are saying, Scott, I'm sure you're always moving house. No, it's just that you listen every day and it feels that way. It's actually been about 8 months since I last moved house. Can I just put this out there? If you rent, okay, have you ever got your deposit back at the end? Because I've just rented a house and I was pretty proud of myself today. Just moved out of this place this morning. Been renting it for 8 months. It was spotless. This never happens to me, right? I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. I haven't messed up. There's no, like, wine stains anywhere. I know. In previous accommodation, the sofa was propped up with some baked bean cans. And I didn't get the deposit back there, but that's fair enough because, like, I'd messed up the sofa and the thing holding up the sofa, like the legs, that's what they're called, they had broken. So there were just some industrial-sized baked bean cans there. But in this house, the carpets were all fine. Like, I hadn't chipped any of the walls. Everything is perfect. Just needs a bit of a clean. And I was saying to my brother, who was helping me move house today, do you know what, Wes? I said, I reckon I'm going to get the deposit back on this. As that happened, as I said that, the front door banged shut because I had the back door open and the wind went and broke all the glass in another door which adjoins the front door. So it's like some Gothic style door and now all the glass is broken. And me and my brother were like, oh, rubbish. I'm not going to get that back now, am I? My brother's like, if I was staying up here, I could have fixed it for you and we could have, you know, done it. But I haven't got time, Scott. So brilliant. So I don't know how much that's going to cost me, but I reckon I'm not going to get... Would I get any of the deposit back? What's going to happen? Loads of people are just shaking their heads. No, none at all. Maybe a little bit. Rubbish. I was thinking I was going to get the whole deposit back today for the first time ever in my life, and it's not going to happen. I hope you're right this afternoon. Becky is... Where is Becky? On holiday. Okay, good. So it's me all week.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, by the way, if you just had your first day back at school today, loads of people on the text saying that. Hope it was all right. I've got a brand new record of the week for you, which is amazing. You know Barbara Streisand? She is she's an old singer. Ask your mum. She's won loads of awards, like 2 Oscars, 8 Grammy Awards, 4 Emmy Awards, and even a Tony Award. What's a Tony Award? What is that? What? Oh, it's a theatre thing, is it? Okay, cool.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hiya, Tulip.
Hiya.
You all right?
Very well, thank you.
Did you hear my record of the week?
What is it?
Barbara Streisand. It's not by Barbara Streisand, it's called Barbara Streisand.
Right.
It's amazing.
Let me hear.
By Duck Sauce.
Barbara Streisand.
Now, this has prompted us to go onto Barbara Streisand's official website.
Right.
And she's got a thing on there called On This Day in Barbara, which is a bit like On This Day in History. So she tells you what's happened in previous years on this day. Would you like to know what happened?
Yes, please.
On September the 6th.
I can barely contain my excitement.
Which is today. Well, in 1986, on this day in Barbara, Barbara had her first full-length concert in 14 years in the backyard of her Malibu ranch.
No.
That's what happens.
Way.
In 86.
Barbara Streisand.
We should do this every day. We should just play On This Day in Barbara. What do you think when we play this song? Because I bet, like, you don't know much about Barbara Streisand, do you?
No, well, I certainly didn't know that.
And neither do our audience. But they will now. Do you like this?
It's sort of making me bounce. I'm looking at you bouncing and I'm bouncing too now.
It's amazing. I appear to be playing all of it again.
It's a good, in the absence of summer, it's a good one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Greg.
Hello.
Oh, it's nice to see you back.
Nice to see you.
40 of those. How was your lovely week off? Is it all right?
Yes, it was fine. It was good, thank you.
I've got giggles today. I don't know what's going on.
Well.
I'm proper hyper because I've moved house today. And I don't know what's going on.
I'm just hyper today anyway. Right, hi.
Hello. You miss Katy Perry. What's going on?
I said this earlier. I picked a really rubbish week to be off.
Even though last time
Sarah Cox doing the breakfast show, Katy Perry was on. It was the best week ever.
Even though last time she came in to surprise you, you were like, "Oh, it's Katy Perry."
No, I freaked her out a little bit because I talked about her breasts to her.
And,
I panicked a little bit, and I think she arranged to come into Radio when I was on holiday on purpose.
I'll go on as long as that freak's not there.
Yeah, it was good. You need to watch the video, actually. You can see all
I've
sorts
I've already
of...
seen it.
Have you seen the
first
the
thing
white
when
room?
I came home, it's the first thing I did.
Yeah, it was good. She was well up for it. Right, we're going to play Who's That Tweeting with you, if you want. Mm-hmm. If you would like to play along at home, or in the car, or on the train, or on the bus, then let us know. Text me how you do to 81199. Yeah. So, we get some tweets from some famous types. You just got to tell me, who is that tweeting?
I like this music, by the way.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
You didn't tweet much on holiday, did you?
Did a couple. Did a
do
couple
you have
of ones.
A, do you break on purpose from Twitter?
Well, if the thing is, you know, those phones, they are the data is extortionate, isn't it? It does
isn't
cost
it?
A fortune. Mm-hmm. So I go data free.
Yeah.
So I might just text the odd one, but I'd sort of leave my phone off on holiday.
You do have to remember to turn it off as well.
Always turn off your data.
Otherwise, you can be faced with a bill for thousands of pounds. I've heard it on Newsbeat.
I was once. I came back from Lanzarote and I had a bill for £500.
Whoa, just because you left it on?
Yeah.
Rubbish. Okay, so here is the first celebrity tweet. Who could this be tweeting this?
I've fallen asleep while on TV before, but I've never fallen asleep on a TV.
Well, that intrigues me, because this person seems to have fallen asleep whilst on television.
I can't think it was Matt Fincham, that voice.
I've fallen asleep while on TV before, but I've never fallen asleep on a TV.
Hmm.
Have you ever fallen asleep on the radio? I have.
Yes, briefly once.
I was
very
woken
briefly.
Up. It was with your producer, Neil. I was woken up. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Scott, the record's fading.
Nudge me. I was like, oh, Robbie Williams there on Radio 1. It was in the dark days.
Who could that be?
So,
Adrian Childs.
We were saying, right? Did you see Daybreak earlier?
No, but I really want to tomorrow, because I think it'll be good. We had the cameraman from Daybreak on earlier, and he's very much... He used to be a GMTV cameraman, but he avoided the cull, and he's made it to the new show.
Oh. And what did he bring to the table on the show?
Actually, he hasn't started work. He's starting next Thursday, but he said he's looking forward to it, and he didn't even watch this morning's one either. But anyway, I've not seen it, but is it good?
It's all right.
Nice backdrop, I've heard.
The backdrop is really good. Lorraine's kitchen is something else as well.
Oh, really? She's got a new set, has she?
Yeah, she's got. They've all got a new set. I mean, that's better than a lot of people's kitchens at home, I would say.
Mm.
We're thinking that Charles is going to blatantly fall asleep before the end of the week.
I think this is him. Does he tweet, though? He's probably
probably
a bit too grumpy for that.
So you're saying Adrian Charles?
Yes.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, obviously.
Has fallen asleep on TV before. On her own show.
On her own show, right.
If you've seen it, you'll understand why.
That's a good review, isn't it?
I do sometimes watch that, though.
Do you?
It's on that channel that's also got Oprah on it.
Oh,
I think it's called Diva.
I'm not a fan of the Diva channel.
Get involved.
Diva channel.
Who is this tweeting?
Just looked at the last pic I uploaded and it looks like my base chakra is glowing red. Crazy.
Hmm.
Your what? Is what?
Is base chakra or their base chakra?
What?
Bit of a clue. Base chakra.
Just looked at the last pic I uploaded and it looks like my base chakra is glowing red. Crazy.
Something to do with, you know, like spiritual stuff.
Oh, really? I've never even heard of what that is.
Someone having your chakras balanced, you know, it's about...
Oh, it'd be someone annoying.
Peace of mind.
Someone like Lindsay Lohan or someone like that.
Lindsay Lohan?
Or Sven Goran Eriksson.
He's all about the chakras. Are you looking up chakras now, one that doesn't speak?
Yeah. I don't... Who the hell could that be? I'm going to go Lindsay Lohan.
Duncan James.
Duncan James off of Blue.
Blue?
Yeah, he... Right. No, seriously, he is well into balancing his chakras.
Okay.
Something you didn't know. next. Who is this tweeting, please? It's a famous...
I love bed linen. One day I will buy a nice bed cover.
So that's a person who is famous and loves bed linen so much.
That sounds like someone quite dim.
Dim?
Yeah.
Okay, who's dim?
Say that again.
I love bed linen. One day I will buy a nice bed cover.
Who was that woman from Big Brother? Helen. I like Blinkin.
Oh, I love Blinkin.
I like Blinkin. I do.
They haven't involved her in the ultimate Big Brother.
No, shame
so
that.
Far, don't think.
Yeah.
Also, now she's not here, and she will... she won't mind me saying this. Have you seen any of The Ultimate Big Brother?
I haven't. I've avoided it like the plague.
You need to watch it, because Michelle Bass does look quite a lot like Becky.
She does, doesn't she? Mm-hmm. I thought this the other day. She does look like Becky a lot, actually.
It's if Becky wore tons of makeup. Same. Anyway, who's this?
I love bed linen. One day I will buy a nice bed cover.
Someone dim? Who's that?
Someone dim. God, who could that be? Someone like... It'll be... like a caricatona-esque type failed pop star.
Okay.
That's my sort of umbrella guess.
Right.
A caricatona type.
Okay.
Used to be in a girl band, maybe.
Do you want to go for Liz McLaren?
Yeah, someone like Liz McLaren.
Even though I love Liz.
Okay.
That's what you're saying,
isn't it?
Someone who used to be in a girl band.
Yes.
Paloma Faith.
Paloma Faith.
Right, she is a bit dim, isn't she? No, she is.
No, she's just kooky. Do you think she's dim?
Well, I don't know. I think possibly.
Okay.
Not in a rude way, just sort of a little bit slow.
I think she's eccentric.
Slow. Not on this planet.
Yeah, okay, yeah, fair enough.
Could not have a normal conversation with someone for more than 20 minutes. Without it becoming weird. I think that's it. And
okay.
She's lovely. I've met her a few times, but I think she would admit that she is...
yeah, she's kooky.
Away with the fairies.
Next.
Just saw Westwood getting a massage.
Now, this is obviously the...
Is person. That me? Because I live quite near Westwood now.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you go to the same massage parlour
no,
as him?
He invited me to his gym once.
What?
Yeah.
In what way? How?
He said it was a... He said come to my gym, but then I went, all right then. He went, it's not a regular gym. And I thought, well, maybe okay. I'll just leave that. But I saw him in Waitrose once.
So?
Just saw Westwood getting a massage.
This person does go to the same massage parlour as Westwood. Whoever it might be.
Is it someone who works at Radio 1?
I knew you were going to say that.
Is it?
No.
Let's have a think.
Likes a massage.
Well, you do like a massage.
I do, but not with Westwood.
Who likes a massage?
Imagine Westwood's massage face. Think about it.
Oh, no. I can't think. Is it Paloma Faith again?
Florence and the Machine.
Oh, really?
Okay, and one more. Who is this tweeting?
That absinthe was lethal. Last night, I thought it was the Stig.
It's an old favourite on Who's That Tweeting. They tweet a lot and they're normally quite good.
There's so many good ones like that, though. Is it not someone like Michael Underwood? Is it Michael Underwood? Jenny Faulkner?
You're missing one. Angelica Bell?
Angelica Bell, yeah. Is it Angelica Bell?
No, none of those.
Oh.
Don't know.
Play again.
That absinthe was lethal. Last night, I thought it was the Stig.
I think it's Michael Underwood.
No, the answer is...
Alan Carr.
It's always okay. Alan Carr. He's always in there somewhere. And that was Who's That Tweeting? Let me know how you did on 81199. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Paloma Faith actually has a degree in theatre, says somebody. It wasn't me. And Ian in his car got Alan Carr right. That's because Alan Carr is normally on Who's That Tweeting. So, you know, if you say Alan Carr, it's a pretty good chance that he'll be in there somewhere. And James on the text says he got all of them right. Did you, though?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hiya.
Hello, who's this?
It's Kevin from Tollesbury.
Kevin, what's occurring?
Yeah, did you see The X Factor Saturday night?
I did, well... I was sat behind a load of boxes watching it, actually, because I've moved house, and at times the boxes were obstructing my view, but I saw most of it. Why?
Oh, it's just a... I missed it Saturday night, but we had it on the on the satellite, and I was cooking the dinner in the kitchen on Sunday.
Good.
And my wife had it on in the background in the living room.
Right, OK, so now I know exactly where you were when you were watching X Factor. I know... Right. Oh, actually, the only thing I don't know is what you were cooking for dinner. What was it?
Oh, Sunday roast, of course.
Sunday roast. Okay, so you're cooking Sunday roast, you've got it on the satellite, your wife's watching it, then what happened?
And then all of a sudden I heard this voice come across, and I tell you, I thought it was Wing. I couldn't believe it. It just sounded so much like Wing that I shouted out to my wife and said, is that Wing? She said, no, it's a lady called... what's
Patty.
Her name? That's it, Patty.
Yes, because when it was on live, I got so many tweets from people going, "It's Wing!" if you didn't see Patty doing For Your Eyes Only, this is how she sounded. I can see what you mean. There is similarities. Oh, bless. It is similar. I can see how you made that mistake.
It's so similar. Yeah. Incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Do you know what? I mean, we've said this before, I'll say it again. Simon just isn't listening. We need to get Wing as one of the, you know, the mentors for the contestants.
Yeah, yeah, he's not Simon anymore, he's Lightning now.
Oh, Lightning, yeah, I saw that. I don't think that'll stick, to be fair.
no, I don't think it will neither.
I mean, you know, once all the auditions are out of the way and they've picked who they want... Good.
Yep.
Yeah. I think they need to get Wing on because, like, you know, they come down the stairs. It's like, oh, my God, it's Mariah Carey. I've always wanted to meet her. They've done Mariah Carey. They've had Take That on doing it. Yeah. I think Robbie did it separately 1 year. They've even, look, come on, they've even had Whitney Houston doing it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
If you can have Whitney Houston giving the X Factor contestants advice and telling them what to do, you can have Wing.
Definitely.
And the contestants would absolutely love it.
Yep, definitely.
Do you not think?
Yeah, no, they would. Absolutely.
Come on, Simon.
Wing for judge.
Wing? Well, no, not for a judge. Just for the mentor, you know, like, I like your singing. I like what you did there with the song. You made it your own. That bit. That's what I want to see, with Wing coming down like a massive flight of stairs and a huge ball gown, and then whoever it is who gets picked going, oh, my God, it's Wing. Can you imagine? They would love it. This is, in my head, is what would happen.
To be in a one-on-one session, it's just, this is the stuff dreams are made of, and it's just unbelievable.
There's a hero.
Amazing. I don't know, I can't explain it.
If you look inside your heart, you don't have to be afraid of what you are.
She is amazing.
One of the biggest names in the world has just helped me with my song.
Goodbye, England Rose. May you ever glow in our hearts. You were the
queen. She is an inspiration. I truly felt blessed to meet her.
Pleasure to meet you.
I'm not ashamed to say this, but she is one of the singers that I look up to. She's one of the three top divas.
When you go in there and you get to sing to her.
Oh my gosh, overwhelming.
Just a bit starstruck.
She just started riffing on our song and she sounded amazing.
She is an immense superstar and she is true to who she is. That just inspires me.
What needs to happen.
Looking out for another, anyone will do. You in the water.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Come on, Simon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And James has been on saying, come on, Mills, it's September. When are you going to play your first Christmas song? We played the beginning bells of Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And there was, like, uproar. But I noticed that over the weekend, Merry Christmas was trending on Twitter and for some of last week as well. And I can't remember when we started to play the Christmas songs last year. Was it September? Was it beginning or end of September? We need to check this out. But I'm thinking, yes, in the next week, we need to get involved with the Christmas tunes. Absolutely.
This is BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Hello, who's this, please?
It's Tasha.
All right, Tasha, what's going on?
I work in a certain baby shop, and we've put all of our Christmas stock out, and everybody's starting to buy it already.
Okay, what have you got in there?
We've got loads of, like, teddies and stuff dressed as fairies and Santas and baubles and stockings.
Tell me the Christmas music's not on the tannoy thing yet.
No, not yet. We still play really boring music.
What music do you play in your shop? Because it's like a mother and baby shop, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just the random music. It's nothing like in the charts or anything, and then we put a bit of Mark Ronson in between.
Okay, well, just to spice it up a bit.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you saying yes to Christmas songs?
Yes, definitely.
There's loads of people going, no, don't do it, or I'll switch off. Well, we did it last year.
Yeah,
it was definitely September. I'm thinking not yet, but I reckon if we, as we get into like the second or third week of September, we need to do it, don't we?
Definitely.
Because by then, they'll be on in your shop by then, won't they?
Probably. We'll probably have the Christmas trip by then.
Yeah. Hey, listen, do you fancy a bit of a game, the Pollock game? Can I get you involved with this?
Yeah.
Right, Gemma, who's 23, off of Birmingham, and her boyfriend Matt have been on, saying, hi, Scott, hope you had a great weekend. While on Facebook, not really watching the TV after Ultimate Big Brother on Channel 4, River Cottage Gone Fishing came on, and Hugh Fearnley was talking a load of Pollock. He said Pollock a lot on this show. I'm not really a big River Cottage fan, are you?
No.
But sometimes you do catch a bit of it because it is kind of on around Big Brother. So I've got a bit of a game for you.
Okay.
How many times on Channel 4's River Cottage Gone Fishing did they say Pollock? Have a guess.
About 17.
So you're like, you're playing Oh What's Occurring instantly with me on the phone. You're saying 17 Pollocks?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's find out.
I don't think you'd ever get tired of eating mussels and mackerel and pollock.
Pollock.
Even I wouldn't eat a pollock that small.
Plenty of mighty pollock.
Pollock?
That is a pollock.
Are you trying to help me catch pollock?
How about we go to a proper pollock hotspot, put on some proper pollock bait, and catch some pollock for tomorrow?
Pollock. Our focus is firmly back on the pollock.
Pollock, pollock, pollock.
Yes.
Pollock?
Pollock?
Have you eaten much pollock? Who's the battered pollock?
Pollock.
Sure you want to take the pollock plunge?
Pushing pollock final pollock verdict. When you're clean out of pollock, descale a fresh Mars bar.
Pollock, better, faster.
Pollock. Pollock. Pollock.
Pollock.
Pollock. Pollock.
Nana.
Pollock.
Exactly. Quite a lot. I kind of wish I'd seen that now.
I know. I think my dad watched it.
We think it's 29. You said 17, so...
Oh.
Anyway, love you.
Love you.
Sorry to play that random game with you. I just wanted to, all
right? Yeah.
Okay, happy Christmas.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I don't know whether you spotted it, but I feel that they may have put a little bit of an effect on Kesha's voice there in that track. Can you hear it? Quite subtle. Hardly there at all, but it is definitely there, I can tell you. Now, I think that might be the same effect that they put on the singers on the first episode of X Factor. Do you remember before there was that uproar? You could tell, though, that they don't do it anymore. Definitely, from this week's show, there was definitely no auto-tune at all, I don't think. I have a clip of that coming up very soon. One that doesn't speak, help me! Here it is. No auto-tune here.
When your eyes only can see me through the night.
Nothing on Patty's voice there. Just natural.
When your eyes only, I never need to hide.
But I do. I love a bit of auto-tune, I do. And you know we're trying to start a new dance craze at the moment. One with actual actions and stuff, a bit like Saturday Night by Wigfield, Cha Cha Slide by DJ Casper, U-Turn, not so much that one, by Usher. It's got dance moves to go with it. So we create a massive resort smash next summer. Katy Perry, in her interview on Thursday, said that we could definitely use Lollipop Lady. We were just kind of messing around with some other ideas earlier. Maybe we messed around with some Posh Radio 4 Lady and a bit of 50 Cent and some auto-tune to see if we can come up with the latest dance craze. See what you think of this. Your thoughts are very welcome.
Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you. If you like it, if you like it, if you like it.
It's too slow
if you like it,
for
like
dance.
It, like it.
Steer clear of bad boys, bad boys, bad, bad.
If you like it, if you like it, like it, like it. If you like it, if you like it, like it, like it.
Steer clear of bad boys, bad boys, bad, bad. Love you. Love you.
Could this be next summer's new dance craze?
Quality.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.